Rosé, Bruno Mars. That is APT on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 9 minutes after six. I haven't a clue what she's singing. Apparently it's Japanese, okay?
Oh, is it?
But it's if you listen to it, it's like I effed it up. I did.
Oh yeah, okay. I hear something else, which doesn't make any sense.
Vic thinks she's singing. I've got an upper tit.
Yeah. That's what it says. I think we're both wrong.
I've Googled the lyrics and it's just given me Japanese words.
All right, so then there you go.
But it is, I effed it up.
Like, pass me the salt. Japanese.
What's the weather like on Christmas? Anyway. Mind you, no song in the history of music has started with Pass Me the Salt, as far as I know.
No,
great
true.
Lyric, great That's opening true. Lyric. Yeah.
Why was the news lady talking about mankinis? I only caught her saying mankini when I came out of the toilet.
She was talking about, I don't know what the percentage was, but like 50% of the Secret Santa gifts are never used.
Okay, yeah.
Things like mankinis and hedge clippers and stuff like that.
Oh God, yeah.
Actually, they're fairly connected, aren't they? You need a hedge clipper before you put a mankini on.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Get rid of the old burning bush.
Yeah. You're doing Secret Santa here. We're doing Secret Santa here, aren't we?
You do know who I have.
I hope it's not me.
No.
Oh, thank God. I could expect a rubber chicken wrapped up underneath the tree if it was you.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay. Go on.
How do I do this without doing it?
Aha!
I don't really
Partridge.
Know.
You've got Alan Partridge.
Aha!
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
Shh, don't say a word to anybody. Okay?
I won't.
Okay. I don't really know. What do you get the guy that has everything? What do you get the guy who drives a...
I'd say you could probably just stop doing impressions of him. That'd probably be enough. That's all he wants for Christmas, for Casey to stop
the guy
doing
it. Drives a beautiful Porsche motor car.
Yes. You could get him like a cravat or something. A fancy cravat.
A saddle.
A what?
A saddle. Everyone needs a saddle.
What?
Don't you look very posh and proper if you just walk around with a saddle?
How much is a saddle?
Oh, I'd say 700-800 quid.
We've got quite a few people listening who look after horses, who ride horses.
Hello, Equine Society of Ireland.
We have. You watch Vicky. Vicky's going to be on here now.
That's a very interesting question, Victoria.
How much is a saddle?
Do you know, Eliza,
that I've never ridden a horse?
Ever?
Ever. I've never got up on a horse.
Okay. €470.
Wow.
Right up to 3,300.
It's leather, completely leather, isn't it?
It's probably the size and shape and the experience that you have as well. Oh, there's one here that holds an iPhone. That's very handy.
There's a saddle that holds an iPhone.
It's got a little smartphone pouch at the back of it, yeah. Hey, you gotta think.
You hardly need to use your phone if you're out riding a horse, dear.
What if the horse takes off and you can't get off it? Who are you going to ring? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You're just going to scream at the ditches.
That's a good point. So it's an emergency thing.
Well, I think it's just a smartphone.
Oh, look. I told you. I knew there'd be someone listening who rides horses.
Oh, look. It's our jockey buddy, Declan.
It's Declan. All right, Decky. It's about 200. But he'd sell us one for 50 quid. Decky, your chance. I love it. Oh, I bet this is Vicky now. You see, I knew. Vicky, here she is. Depending, lads, it can range from 400 up to 1,000 euro plus. I don't know why I'm doing it in that voice.
Vicky, is that your horse in the profile photo?
Can you
explain to me why the horse has hair on its back, but you gave it a grade one haircut around the belly up at the front? Is that for show jumping? I told you
it looks like dressage. It has the little hair knotted as well. You know, the little mane is knotted like dressage.
I think I might be one of the few people in the world that's allergic to horses.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
No, I did once when I was a kid. I ended up in hospital with asthma for 3 weeks.
This is really bad, your reaction.
It's not the horse itself. It's the dust in the horse hair. It's like, my head, literally, it's like cutting onions. My head explodes, my throat gets all tight, I can't breathe.
You'd have to have one of those pens for that.
One of those yolks,
Or just EpiPen.
No, I don't think I'd go into shock, though.
Okay,
I'd go into shock at the price of a saddle. £2,500 Ah, pen, quick. By the way, Declan, you're dressed as a jockey in your profile photo.
He is.
Give us a bit of background. Are you
Do you race?
Are you available? Are you for rent? Are you working for someone? Or are you just...
I don't even know how we started talking about horses. How did we start... Why did we start talking about horses?
I said I was going to buy my Secret Santa, my brother, a saddle. That's how we got onto it.
That's right.
This show, we start in Mallow and end up in Glasgow. I don't know how it happens, but, you know... Anyway, any suggestions what I can get your man for Secret Santa? Anything around the 25, 30 quid mark. Love your help. Every now and then you're listening to Christmas songs and you're listening and you're singing along and going, and sometimes it's necessary to stick in a bleep.
Okay.
You know, because they're filthy, those songs. Have you never noticed that before?
I don't know if I have. Not really? That one, anyway.
Well, on that particular song. It's essential. That bleep is essential. Wait, what's supposed to go in there?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, no, no, no. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You're not hearing it?
No. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
With KC. Wow.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
After the Jay-Z earthquake rattled the world the other day, rapper Jay-Z and his wife and his daughter and the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
They rolled out the mammy-in-law.
They hit the red carpet.
They did. Put on a defiant show of solidarity at the film premiere following claims that he drugged and assaulted a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. The 55-year-old was at an LA screening of Mufasa. This is his daughter's voice in a character in it.
That's right, yeah, she's in the film.
Blue Ivy is one of the characters. And then this is the other strange twist in it. The mother, Beyonce's mother, apparently liked a post that said Jay-Z was being investigated.
Oh, hang on a second, what?
And then she reversed saying, oh, I was hacked.
I'd say, or else it was a mistake. Mm. Like, my mother probably would have liked an old post now that she didn't mean to like somewhere along the way. Do you know what I mean?
Think like what?
I don't know.
Like, if she's seen an article about Victoria being arrested for fighting at a Christmas party, would she click like?
It's my Victoria.
But no, yeah, that's a bit odd. It's a bit strange. What happened there?
She said she was, she said her account was hacked.
Well, maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
Or maybe there's more going on behind the scenes that we will know about. Uh-huh. What happened over in the UK there at a London Transport?
Yeah.
What happened over there, Vic?
They power hosed the Banksy.
They what?
The Banksy.
What's that?
What do you call him?
The artist.
Yeah, what's his name again? Banksy.
The fella that comes along and he does kind of like guerrilla graffiti.
Yeah.
You know?
Just what's his name?
Puts up his art and it sells for a million.
Banksy. They power hosed one of his pieces of art down.
Who's that?
The rail workers.
No, who's the artist?
Banksy.
Anyway, Banksy fans go ape over lost work. There was a mural that was deliberately destroyed by Transport for London over fears it would inspire graffiti copycats.
You can't do that. It's a piece of art.
It's a piece of art worth millions. Like anything he does, anything that turns up. Yeah. No, this is the thing. Like, how do they know? Unless Banksy himself, not Banksy, Banksy himself puts it up on his Instagram. It's the only way that they can...
Does he not autograph it?
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't he?
No, I don't think he signs anything. Maybe I'm wrong, but I went to the Banksy... Now you've got me saying it nearly.
Oh, God!
I went to the Banksy Museum over in Amsterdam.
Was it cool?
It's incredible.
Is it?
If you're ever over in the dam, go and check it out.
Okay, yeah.
That and the Van Gogh Museum is across the road from the Van Gogh Museum. But, he did this thing, Banksy did this thing 3 or 4 years ago where one of his art pieces was in a frame And I don't trust anything he does because he's such a genius. I don't know what he's creating or manipulating. But it was in auction. There's thousands of people in the room. And it went for like millions and millions, whatever, three or 4 million. And I think it was the photograph of the little girl holding the balloon.
Yeah, very famous.
Very famous Banksy piece. But as soon as the hammer came down, the frame turned into a shredder and it shredded the photograph right down to the halfway mark.
Oh my God.
So you had like strips of paper coming out at the bottom of the frame. But he had built a shredder into the frame. And it was triggered by a remote control on the day.
Oh, wow.
And do you know what happened? It just doubled the value of it. And now somebody has some.
I can't even. That's blown my mind.
It's nuts.
So someone now has a shredded.
Half shredded.
Banksy.
No. When you need a loan to go to Andorra on a holiday for a snow trip, you go to the bank ski. Yeah?
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Times.
Red FM.
What in the name of God are you doing to me?
Okay. I've got a little game for you. I was going through my reels there now during the week, and there's a radio station in Australia, and they're doing this thing where if you say the C word in a natural conversation, we have to play one of my favourites. Mariah Carey.
I say the C word in off-air conversation every...
You call me the C word quite often, yeah.
You wear Mr. Christmas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you deserve the C word. So that's the game. The game is, if you say, Casey, if you say the word Christmas in any kind of natural conversation that we have on the show, we're playing the Mariah Carey song.
Oh my good Lord.
So I know he hates it.
How can you hate that?
Well, see,
I know.
Okay, let me set the record straight.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. I love the joy of it. I love the happiness at home and the kids and everything and all of that. I get Christmas fatigued around now and I'm sick of talking about it.
I know you are.
I just said the C word.
You see?
Oh, for the love of
Already?
God. No, okay, since we're just teeing it up, okay?
Yeah.
All right? We're just teeing.
Okay, I'll tell you when we're starting from then.
We're starting from... From the end of the Santa call.
Okay.
If I drop the C word, this will happen.
Warning! Warning! C word activated! Warning! Warning!
Jesus. And we have to.
Yes, we do.
Every single time.
Yes, we do.
There's a possibility that I could say the C word 5 times in an hour.
Well, then we're playing it 5 times in the hour.
All right. Now, listeners, this is where you step in here and help out massively. Because we will say it and Vic won't notice it and Christmas will be said.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm exempt.
You're exempt.
It's just you.
How can you be exempt? No, I think it has to be everybody.
Does it?
Rory?
I couldn't. I don't think I could go nowhere without mentioning the C word.
Yeah.
See, he lives for the C word.
I think everybody is in on this.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, then go on. We'll open it up. Everyone's in on it.
Oh, lads.
We're playing this 12 times an hour.
This is going to be... This is going to kill listenership.
Or increase it.
It's all right.
I don't think so.
It's only up until Christmas. No. We haven't started yet.
We haven't started. This is going really well, lads.
This is going to be hilarious and disastrous. Okay, so we can't say the C word.
Can't say it.
Anymore.
You can. Obviously, you have scripts and things to read. That's okay.
But that's allowed to, okay.
In the natural conversation that we have on the show, you cannot mention the C word.
I'm about to read the script. Okay, here we go. All right. Best Menswear Mahon Point for exceptional service and expert style advice this Christmas. To help customers look and feel their best this Christmas. See what I mean? It's going to be impossible.
It's okay for the read. You can do it for the read.
I can do it for reads. Anyway, thank you, Best Menswear. On board for the Santa calls. It's Noah and Finn.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Yay! Hello, Santa!
Hello, Finn!
Hi.
It's so...
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm not quite as good as you. You sound very happy. Is your mummy from Cork?
Yeah.
And your daddy's from where?
The Netherlands.
So, I know that you have a different kind of Christmas celebration in the Netherlands. Tell me all about Sinterklaas.
So, he's a bit like you. All has a beard. So, he walks with a... stick of pure gold. He rides on a horse, and then there's these guys called Petin. So there's like millions of them. They're a bit like elves, so they do all the rapping and stuff, but they're actually real-sized humans. They go they can open doors and go through chimneys.
Sounds like a bit of copyright infringement going on there, Santa Claus.
Buddy the Elf!
All right, kids! How are you, bye?
Good.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to meet you. I hear you're so clever. You know everything about everything.
Yeah.
Can you teach me a bit of Dutch? Because the only Dutch I know is Dutch gold. How do you say I love Cork?
Ik hou van Cork.
How do you say super fragicalistic ispialidocious?
Super cadamachia makes me max my super classic.
You are super smart.
A little birdie told me that you play lots of tricks on mummy and daddy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I heard about you throwing teddies at your parents.
Yeah.
Setting traps around the house.
Yeah. Together with my brother Noah.
Hello, Noah.
Hi, Santa.
How are you, my friend?
Can I tell you a joke, buddy and Santa? Why did the cow want to go to the cinema? Because he wanted to watch a movie.
Wonderfully timed gag.
You want to be a spy?
Yeah.
I wonder will we get you some spy equipment?
Yeah.
And what about Harry Potter's owl?
Yeah.
And a karaoke set?
Yeah.
What's your favourite karaoke song?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Put out the bins for Cotton Eye Joe. He's a bin man from Mayo. Put out the bins for Cotton Eye Joe. Put out the bins of Mayo! What are you laughing at, boy? What?
Yeah, buddy, I think that is not how you sing.
I have a beautiful voice. What are you laughing at? You're very funny, Noah.
Ho, ho, ho. Noah and Finn, we have some big news. You're on the good list.
All right, kids.
Happy Christmas.
Goodbye, Noah.
Bye.
Goodbye, Finn. Buddy?
A cannonball.
That was a cannonball.
Christmas on Red FM.
With Mahon Point Shopping Centre. Offer them endless gift options this Christmas with a Mahon Point gift card.
If we say the C word between now and... How long are we running this for?
Up until the C.
Are you sure?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how bad it is.
We'll try and get through this week. I'm telling you, Mariah Carey will play in the next 10 minutes. It's going to happen.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you, KT?
Happy festive season to you, Phil.
Thank you, mate.
Don't make me say it, Phil.
Oh, go on, Phil. Don't make me say it.
Phil, it's great to meet you. Do you want to win €1,000?
I'd love to.
I'm just looking down the list of questions here. No, this is... I promised you a repeat round of questions. Yeah. All of these have already been asked, okay? So there's no C words in this, okay? I think. All right, best of luck, buddy. Let's win you a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. Rowing hero Paul O'Donovan is from where in Cork?
Skibbereen.
What Red FM presenter was on America's Got Talent?
Stephanie Rainey.
Who has a song called Rude Boy?
Rihanna.
Where would you find the game Quidditch being played? So it's in a movie.
Harry Potter.
Okay, Brad Pitt was in the papers on this particular week because he has a brand new what? Partner or dog?
Partner.
Okay, can you name any judge on America's Got Talent?
Simon Cowell.
Question number 7. In what movie is Tom Hanks sitting on a bench for the DVD cover?
Forrest Gump.
Who is the head coach for Leinster Rugby?
Oh, I can see him. Leo Cullen.
Question number 9. Brian Truman passed away on this week of this particular quiz. What show did he write? Brian Truman, quickly.
Brian Truman.
Yeah. Brian Truman.
Oh, Phil.
He wrote Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse. All of those questions were from a couple of months ago. Oh. I promised you a 100% repeat round.
You did really well, though, Phil.
I'm really nervous I'm going to drop that C word. It's going to...
I'm not nervous. I'm only waiting for that.
I nearly dropped on myself.
Thank God you didn't, sir.
Yeah.
It's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors for you to buy yourself something nice, okay?
No, Valentine's Day. Right. Night, Sunday.
Have a lovely one, Phil. Have a lovely festive season, Phil.
You too.
Good luck. Red FM Breakfast with Now. Happy festive season, everybody.
We've got a few shout-outs to do here, Casey. All please right. wish our lovely daughter Ellie O'Connor a happy 9th birthday today from Mam, Dad, Jay and Evie. And can you please say happy 9th birthday to Carter, who's on his way to school, from Mam, Dad and Callum. Eat loads of cake, lads.
Happy birthday,
and there's
legend.
Another one there. Do you want to do that one?
Just want to wish the breakfast crew a very happy Christmas. Thanks. No!
No!
No! No!
See the way I didn't put it up until you had to
you
actually
absolutely
read it.
Walked me into that.
I did.
Sonia, Aidan and Richard, two best boys in Cork. No, it's on.
Here we go.
20 minutes.
Warning. C-word activated. Warning. Warning.
Yay.
If you just turned on the show, Vic has come up with a challenge. A challenge that she's seen an Australian radio station do. A breakfast show over there.
Oh.
Cannot say the C word. No. And every time they do, Mariah Carey, yeah. All I Want for Christmas, automatically plays. I just said the C word again. But I'm just giving an example.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't. No, I know. No.
We
no.
might have to go again, Casey.
I can't.
Double Mariah.
Oh, I can't.
Back
just
to back Mariah.
This is day one jitters, okay? This is, what?
I don't know. The boss just came into me and put nearly pulled you up for the second C word.
But that's the name of the song, and I'm explaining the game. No, okay, I have one. In golf, they call it a mulligan.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So you can have a mulligan where you can take a spare shot when you mess
all
up.
Right,
okay, so I'm taking my mulligan now.
I might actually have to take out the names of songs. Maybe you can say the names of songs if they have the C word in them. It's really just conversation and, you know.
Yeah, okay, so Nessie just messaged in.
Yeah.
FFS, the whole song. No.
Oh, Nessie.
Yes, the whole song. Oh, that's lovely. Steve has just been on to me. Hey, Casey, my mate Chris used to hate going to visit his great aunt Michael, but every year his mum insisted that Chris must go with her. From Stephen. It's not going to work, Steve. At least do something clever like saying that your brother Chris has gone to mass.
Oh,
and try and get me to read out that. See, people are trying to trick me out now to catch me out. And the voice notes as well. If a voice note comes in and it mentions the C word, Mariah Carey's going to play.
Absolutely she is. That's in the rules.
Oh, for God's sake, lads. This is... I
tell you what.
Have we to go through this right through till...
We're doing it right up to Christmas.
Can I say... I can say... Oh, Jesus. No. No. No.
Warning.
No.
Warning.
Oh,
C word activated.
No.
Warning!
No!
Warning!
Oh, no!
Lads!
Oh, my God, it happens so easily, though. No,
listen, please,
it?
I just need to clear the slate here. I need to read these and watch out, because you're all trying to trip me up on this now.
Okay.
And your WhatsApps as well that are coming in this morning. Absolute legends. I was in the shop and I got the end of Mariah's song the first time. Thanks for slipping up, Vic. I got the full version. thanks to Sheila, who just messaged in. C-word, 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 C-word.
Oh, C-word. God.
Lads, absolutely love it. Happy C-word. Guys, you're not going to catch me. I promise you, Sylvie, you will not catch me again. Jesus, lads, will you play a different song? She wrecks my head.
I know, yeah.
As a loyal Red FM listener, I am contemplating switching to a rival. Lots of smiley faces.
Lads, we're only having a laugh.
No, oh, God. Jeebus, Casey, you're taking the pissmas now to somebody else. Thanks, Charlie.
I love it.
Oh, this is the rules.
Oh, this is the rules, lads. We're playing a game.
Are we going to Friday without... We can say the C word.
I'd say to be honest, I'd say we're...
Vic, this is the moment that you stop talking, please. VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. All right, me old flower, what's going on?
Okay, Jamie Foxx has revealed that he suffered a brain bleed that led to a stroke. Remember, he's been talking now for a few months about there was a period of time where he was really sick. He was in a coma for like 20 days, but he never actually revealed what the illness was or what had happened to him.
I'm reading all these stories about him being poisoned.
Oh, okay. Well, he
and he was. It's alleged that Diddy was involved in it in some way. That he was poisoned at a party, and that's how he ended up in hospital. There's so many stories swirling about, like, you don't know what to believe or what to read.
That's interesting. I don't know if I have heard that one, but he told an audience in the States yesterday that he suffered a brain bleed that led to a stroke. He said his sister came round to visit him, and she just felt that he wasn't right.
What kind of a stroke are we talking? Is this a P. Diddy kind of stroke? Or is it a stroke? See, again, So complicated, Vic. So complicated. You know what I mean?
She took him to the hospital anyway, and he was diagnosed with a brain bleed, and apparently they had literally like 20 minutes to operate on him.
All right, sounds serious.
And to stop the bleed, or they said they were going to lose him. But he said, he was talking about the experience, and he just said, he said his life didn't flash before his face. It was kind of oddly peaceful. He did see a tunnel, but he didn't see any light.
Okay.
There you go.
What was the tunnel that lit up?
Huh?
How did he see through the tunnel if there was no...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was there streetlights in the tunnel?
Anyway, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have sadly gone their separate ways. You know, she's having his baby. She's about 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
According to the press, 2 weeks after the announcement that they were going to have a child, she found some material on his phone that disturbed her. So they split up and they haven't seen each other since.
Okay.
So there you go. That's it's kind of sad because there's a child on the way, but these things happen. Brooklyn Beckham swapped cooking tutorials now for chocolate tasting.
Yeah. What? Is this a job?
He's revealed that he's a fan of the golden finger in the Quality Street box. So he broke out a box of Quality Street on his Instagram.
Shut up, Casey.
Have a listen
to this.
Too
many jokes. Too many jokes.
So I just went to the mailbox and... Look what I just got. I'm very excited. Ooh. He's my favourite. It's just, you know.
And that's pretty much it.
That's him.
First of all, a box of Quality Street would never fit, and also in a postbox, not a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never fit one of those tubs into
a postbox. This is a Beckham postbox. I'm sure it's a coal shed. It's not a postbox, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
If he was my young fella now,
would you have him
font up the hole? Get out and get yourself a job.
Yeah.
All right. hanging around the house, living off me.
Filming yourself eating Quality Street.
You messer. Get out and get a gig. Do something. Or pick some mushrooms or something. Feel so good. Shane Codd and Brian Christopher. I'm telling you only know that I'm mindful about that word.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I know it is.
Brian Christopher. Okay, right. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes to nine. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Now, the thing about this game that Vic has brought to the table this morning, I can't say the C word.
No.
And every time I do, Mariah Carey is automatically going to play. Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it. If going into Neil's show, somebody should say that particular word,
yes,
then we have to replace Neil Prendeville's 900-word weather with Mariah Carey, All I Want for C Word.
Oh, I tell you what, he's not going to be happy with that. He likes doing the weather, Neil.
Right. one more bit of business before we get out of here. If you would like to go see Joanne McNally.
Yeah.
Tickets went on sale yesterday morning at 10 to see her amazing new show.
Yeah.
And she's going to come to the Opera House in Cork. Hit the phones now, 0818 104 106. I need you to guess a word that is associated with the festive season that begins with the letter B. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. If you want those free Joanne McNally tickets, 0818 104 106. And please don't say the C word. Good morning, Red FM. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Claire. How are you?
Hey, Claire. Happy C word. How's things?
Happy C word.
Claire, I'm looking for a letter that's associated with the C word, beginning with the letter B.
That's so confusing.
B?
Yeah. Beginning with
B, any clues?
Yeah, it's something that you would have every C word, and there's lots of them.
Yeah.
Broccoli?
It's not broccoli.
Whatever you're having yourself there, Claire.
Hang up and try again, Claire. Thanks a million. Love your work. Bye. Broccoli? Good morning, Red FM. Hello, Red FM. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay, give us a word associated with C words that that begins with B. So this is...
Christmas parties?
Don't say the
don't say the C word.
Whatever you do, don't say the C word, please. I am running out of time. I can't play it now.
Okay, so you're looking for a B, a word that begins with B that's associated with the festive period.
Now we have to play Mariah first thing tomorrow morning.
I know we
first
do.
First song.
Yeah, 6 okay. a.m.
So B, okay, I'm going to give you a clue. There's lots of them and you hang them.
Yeah.
Your line is breaking up.
I think she said it, though.
What did you say?
I said bubbles.
Is it bubbles? You're right.
Yay! Yeah! Well done.
You're on your way to Joanne McNally. Love your work. We have to let you go. Stay on the line. We'll get your details there. Joanne McNally live at the Cork Opera House. Tickets went on sale yesterday morning. We got to go. Neil's on the way next. Have a good day.